We are narrowing down to crunch time, narrowing down on the finale for this season's American Ninja Warrior. Joining us now is the co-host of American Ninja Warrior, Akbar Bajabiamila. Akbar, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, Brian. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. Now, before we get down to business, and I know we do have to talk American Ninja Warrior, but before we get down to business, I've got to start with, how strong are you feeling about your fantasy roster heading into the season?
Well, you know what? I haven't done any of my drafting yet. You know, we usually wait in my leagues to draft very, very late. Mm-hmm. I'm only in two, though, this year. So I'm expecting to really do well and bring home the championship. As you know, I started off doing fantasy football at the NFL Network. I'm an expert, so nobody should ever be able to beat me in fantasy football.
Your co-host, Matt Eisman, has said otherwise on this show already. I was telling him the story. I actually found American Ninja Warrior because I found you. And I'm a big fan of your work with fantasy football over on the NFL Network. And then when I saw you over on NBC, I was like, whoa, let me check this out. And it's a really cool show, and it's been around for a number of seasons. And this season, y'all have a $1 million winner, which is awesome. But yeah. I made that transfer over there with you know, from NFL Fantasy Now to over to American Ninja Warrior. So you got me hooked.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. You know, it was crazy. There's a relationship between, you know, fantasy and the Ninja Warrior in that, you know, every single week, you know, you're trying to put together the right roster because you're trying to overcome all these different obstacles on what you're going to see. There's certain things you just can't prepare for. It's the same thing with Ninja Warrior. These ninjas have so many different obstacles that they're preparing for, but the one thing is they don't know what to expect week to week because we change it up on them. So every season we're bringing in new obstacles they've never seen before. And when they get to the course, they're seeing it for the very first time. You mentioned earlier that we've got a $1 million winner this year. And, you know, there have only been a handful of winners on American Ninja Warrior. And so it's very rare that you get a winner. Very rare on Ninja Warrior. 15 seasons. And this year it comes down to the wire. We get a number of athletes competing on the Stage 4 Tower. Uh-oh, I hope I didn't say too much. But guess what? When you watch it and you see these ninjas making it and advancing, I'm telling you, it's going to have you on the edge of your seat. I've been around this now for a long time, over a decade, and I can tell you this is the best ninja season we've ever had.
We're talking with Akbar Bajabiamila. He is the host of American Ninja Warrior. I got to ask, I mean, you're an athlete. Yeah, you played in the NFL. Can you do the course? Can you knock this thing out?
Absolutely, I can. Come on, look. We've had several ninjas who played in the NFL. Whoa, that's a big plot. We've had several ninjas who played in the NFL, but they have never hit a buzzer. There's only been two. Myself and Cameron Wembley. And we're both defensive ends. We had Jordan Babineau come out. He went down. We had Sean Lights Out Merriman come out. He went out. We had John Ryan. And this is when he was playing for the Super Bowl Seattle Seahawks. Right? He went down. We had Weatherford come out, but he then pulled up and said, oh, my back, because he was intimidated by the course. So, yeah, I've run the course, and I'm proud of it because I hit a buzzer.
Darn right you did. Hey, Akbar, I got to ask you, the physical athleticism to complete the course is one thing, but the storylines behind some of the ninjas when they get there is gripping as well. It's impressive to watch them perform, but at the same time, how gripping are the backstories for you as you're helping share their story?
Well, it's one of the most important part because I think when the fans and the viewers are watching at home, and I just got to give so much love to our fans, our ninja fans, and the people who've been rocking with us since day one. You know, people just keep finding this show and keep gravitating to it. But I think it's because of the stories. You know, there's one thing to love the athlete and what an athlete can do and to admire it, but you become invested in their story because you see yourself in them. You know, we've had ninjas overcome so much. I mean, whether it's cancer or an amputee or the loss of a loved one, and how many of us can relate to that? How many of us have proximity to those people, those types of people, or someone who is suffering with diabetes or, you know, whatever the story is, when you hear that story, you go, wait, this doesn't mean that it's over for me. This doesn't mean that I can't overcome the obstacles in my life. And so that's why Ninja Warrior, to me, continues to inspire people, inspire our fans, but people around. Like, you know, this year we had a story go viral. 71-year-old Jenny McCall, who is the mother of Jesse Graff, one of our outstanding ninjas, and her videos have been seen over 100 million times. Why? Because she's 71 years old and she is not being limited by her age. And she goes out there and becomes the oldest woman to ever get past, you know, the first obstacle, makes it down to the second obstacle, and she is fighting like crazy on the second obstacle. That's the true spirit of Ninja Warrior. No, she didn't hit a buzzer. But when you see the way she competes at 71 years old, it makes you want to get up out your seat and say, you know what? I can do anything because nothing is impossible.
And taking that storyline and channeling it into something so specific and so tangible and attainable, yet at the same time, so fleeting. I mean, that's the other side of this coin is those that go out and they fall on their first obstacle, but you don't get to see all the work that got put in. You don't get to see the behind the scenes of the training and the grinding and everything else they did to get to that one point.
Yeah, and that's why the story is important, because at least you know their story. You know what they had to. It gives you, you know, nowhere else in sports do you really get this type of background. You know, usually you just get kind of the overview that this person's got a Nike contract and this person got this many followers. You know, Ninja Warrior, we're telling real stories. We're telling real stories about real people, and real people are watching the show. And that's what we want to do. I always say that real recognize real. Game recognize game. Well, real recognize real. And that's what Ninja Warrior is. It's just real. And so, you know, as we get down here to the finals, you know, coming up on September 11th, every Monday night, you get to see these real ninjas going out there and competing, putting their hearts out there, their passion. They're putting it on full display for everyone to witness.
So we had a two-hour episode last night. Of course, next Monday night, 7 p.m. Central here in Baton Rouge on NBC. Like Akbar said, the finale, the big finale, the million-dollar winner will be on September 11th. Akbar Bajabi Amelia, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you so much.